Is God calling you to ministry? It's time to multiply your capacity for ministry with an affordable degree. The Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry at Wesley Biblical Seminary is the degree for you. When God called you to ministry, He called you to preparation. This degree is the education that you need to put all the pieces together for an amazing life of ministry. You will graduate with a confidence for ministry that is backed up by your competence in the scriptures, theology, and ministry. Come learn with a trusted seminary that will help you become a faithful leader. Learn more at wbs.edu.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening today, January the 24th. And I had to check it out, January 24th, 2025. Again, my name's Tim with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Brother Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And J.J. Jasper.
Glad to be here. A lot of witty, clever people out there. Fella said he's going to get a cap and put on the cap. Clean up on aisle 46. You have to think about that. Put on your political thinking cap.
I got you.
Clean up on aisle 46. It's taking place,
yeah,
boys.
The good thing is a lot of people on the left would not understand the reference. So they wouldn't be able to harass the person who wears it.
Hey, I want to
find out. And if they did, they'd be triggered.
I want to find out what flavor Flintstone vitamins President Trump is on. I'm going to start taking those. That dude has some stamina. I don't mean to say that dude. The President of the United States of America, 47, he has some stamina. Forget the Energizer Bunny. He's like that Sonic the
Hedgehog.
Hedgehog. Yeah.
All right, Trivia Friday, what are we doing right here today on American Family Radio, Ian?
Well, we are teaching. We're instructing. We are spreading knowledge and information to our students who are spread all over the globe.
All over the globe.
All over the globe.
We're globalists.
And it's first-time caller.
We're globalists. So, folks, we three professors are going to lay some knowledge on you, mm-hmm. and we're going to have three questions each. We're going to challenge our listeners to call in. I'll give you that number here in just a second, to answer those questions, to ask one. You can do both. We like it if you ask and answer. It is first-time callers, as JJ just said. That means if you have never gotten on the air with us, today could be your day. Here's the number to call. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on the program with us. 11 years old or older, and today, first-time callers, if you've never been on the air with us, today could be your day. And JJ, three questions each, three professors, that's nine questions. There's something special about one of them.
Something very special. One of these original nine questions is the mystery question. If you happen to land on the mystery question and hear this sound, that means you answered the mystery question correct, and you won yourself, my friend, a really nice, brand-new AFR ball cap.
That's right. AFR ball cap. I got it in my hand for those watching on our video stream for Trivia Friday. And you can have the ball cap if you win the mystery question, or JJ, Ed, or yours truly, we start getting charitable.
Yes.
That does happen.
Yeah, we sometimes just out of the blue, we'll just say, hey, if you answer this, you can win a hat.
Who's this we keep talking about? I think we got it narrowed down to one professor.
Yeah, I just start.
Get a little overly generous. You're the opposite of the Grinch.
Yeah, that's
whatever
right.
That is.
That's right.
You just freely give.
I freely give.
Your heart has already grown four times its normal size. That's why you're giving it out. 888-589-8840 is the number to call.
Okay, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Ed, what do you have before you?
All right, I have three questions, folks. Question number one. The word nerd usually refers to an overly intellectual person who lacks common social skills. Who invented the word? It's going to be a multiple choice. Who invented the word nerd? Was it Dr. Carl Jung, Dr. Joyce Brothers, Dr. Seuss, or Dr. Sigmund Freud? Who invented the word nerd? Second question, it was Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in April 1968. Who shot him? Who shot? Who assassinated MLK in 1968? And then
That's kind of dark.
Well, it is, but it's a part of history.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's an important part of history, yeah. And it was just MLK.
Those files are just now released.
Yeah. Yes, along with the JFK assassination.
And
what do we know?
Robert
different?
Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy.
All right, third question. The modern game of soccer originated in the nation of Brazil. Is that true or false? The modern game of soccer originated in the nation of Brazil. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got, starting off with a Bible question. In what town did Jesus perform the very first miracle? In what town did Jesus perform the first miracle? Second question, thinking about the playoff games, NFL fans, two NFL teams are tied with winning the most Super Bowls with six each. Two teams have won six Super Bowls each. Name those two teams. And then third question, true or false, talking about dark, I guess, from 1840 to 1960, all presidents elected in a year ending with zero perished while in office. Is that true or false? From 1840 to 1960, all presidents elected in a year ending with zero perished while in office.
Hmm. Well, that's...
Wow, you guys, man.
Happy Friday.
You're supposed to have fun on this show.
Happy Friday.
You're depressing me with these people. Who assassinated so-and-so?
Well, it may not be.
How many people died in office? And
you know, sometimes, most of the time, Tim, history is not pleasant. Yeah, it's not a pleasant walk in the park.
I know.
A lot of grim and dark things happen in history. We just like to face it straight on.
So my question is, during the Black Plague, how many people died of their arms falling off? That's my first question.
How many puppies died during the Great Depression?
When we dropped the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, how many three-headed dogs came forth 20 years later?
A generation later.
Oh, my word.
All right.
Oh, my word.
All right, just scratch all that, people. Forget that you even heard that. That was not appropriate.
Oh, there's no one hearing
back,
it.
Go back to lollipops and sunshine.
Anyway, I have some just at least neutral questions.
Normal. You can say normal.
Normal questions that researched here. All right. So I want to know
dogs.
What now?
That three-headed dogs.
Three-headed
dogs. I'm laughing about that.
All right.
Go ahead, Jim.
My questions are,
mess up.
What is the most popular and most traded to, most economically profitable, spice in the world?
Currently?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Currently. All right. And number two. A second question. I want the largest desert located entirely within the United States.
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
That would be possible Democratic presidential candidates coming up.
The largest.
Devoid of life?
Yes. What is the largest desert located entirely within the United States?
Here's the deal. I don't mean to be your editor and no... kind of fashion, but just to double check, fact check that, is that dessert or desert? Because a lot of people have made that mistake.
Yeah. Well, no, this is just desert. Desert.
You made me hungry talking about the largest desert in America.
Yes, dessert, yeah, largest dessert. All right, so my final question is left over from last week. It was never answered, so I'm going to ask it again. What, name me three
How many?
Name me three.
Okay.
Of the top five largest land mammals in North America.
This is just a simple Google, folks. Just Google it.
Well, don't make it that easy.
Yeah. Hey, if you know it without Googling, then I'll send you an AFR ball cap.
Wow.
Because I'm looking for people who know, you know, everybody can Google, and that's fine. I'm looking for folks who know this information. What are three of the five largest land mammals in North America?
Three out of five. That's making it a little easier to come to the right answer.
Dominant now. All right, Dad. Who do we got?
All right. We're going to, looks like Hope, Texarkana, Arkansas, Luke. Luke is left over from last week. Luke, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Luke, how's it feel to be a leftover?
feels good.
Bada boom.
Yeah.
All right,
nothing
Luke.
Wrong with it.
Ask, answer, or both?
Answer.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
The nerd question.
All right. Wow. Luke, here it is. The word nerd usually refers to an overly intellectual person who lacks common social skills. Who invented the word? Was it Dr. Carl Jung, Dr. Joyce Brothers, Dr. Seuss, or Dr. Sigmund Freud?
I'm going to say Dr. Seuss.
It is Dr. Seuss.
What? Wow.
It first invented, the word first appeared in Dr. Seuss's book from 1950, If I Ran the Zoo, where the narrator claimed that he would collect a Nurkle, a nerd, and a seersucker too for his imaginary zoo. And the word just came into the American lexicon. Just became a word that described.
Is nerd considered a? Is that a?
It is
derogatory
a
word,
bit of an
or
insult.
Is it complimentary?
Just a slightly a slight dig.
Yeah,
but it's hard to do that because everybody became your boss, everybody that was a nerd in high school and college, so dudes, you have to do it with caution.
Those nerds are doing surgery on you now.
Yes, that's right.
Remember when you hit me with that? Remember in a dodgeball when you pinned me up against the wall? I'm going to do my best to make sure this gallbladder surgery goes okay.
Please take the right kidney, Doc.
All right, Luke, fire away. What you got for us?
You don't have a question
What's
for us?
What's your question for us?
I don't have one.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, buddy.
I'll tell you what. If you're going to wait a week, you might as well bring a question.
Might as well.
Right?
Yeah, you got a whole week to think
don't,
of it.
Everybody, ask and answer. That's what we want to do here.
All right. We go to Tennessee, and Lewis is on the line. Lewis, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you so much. I want to answer the question, Jesus' first miracle.
Yes, sir. Here's the question. In what town did Jesus perform the first miracle? And if you want to add what it was and what the context, that'd be great.
Okay. It'd be Cana in Galilee, and that was the changing of water into wine.
Amen. That was right. Yeah, at a wedding there in Canaan. Turning water into wine. That was the very first miracle of Jesus.
Yeah, we go there when we would go on our trip to Israel.
Yeah.
We go there.
To a wedding in Cana?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, you have to crash it. But we get in. We get
bus
our group.
Loads.
Yeah, you know, we get our group in, a couple buses in there. But they mix and mingle. Nobody knows if they're bride or their groom.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying? Family.
You know which side of the
church. Hey, Lewis, where do you live in Tennessee?
Just north of Jackson, a little town called Gadsden.
Okay.
Yeah, not too far from Milan and Jackson area there. Hey,
I actually work in Tupelo, so I'm right there with you guys.
Oh, good.
Oh, all right.
Man, that's a long drive. You don't commute that every day, do you?
I do. I do every day.
Wow. All right.
Tim, you mentioned about those tours, and people don't realize Israel, the whole nation of Israel is the size of New Jersey. So on any corner, you can say, well, here are two things that happened in the Old Testament, one thing that happened on the New Testament, when we were going down this hill towards the Sea of Galilee, the one time I've been there, I saw a little village over on the right. I said, what's this village? And our tour guide in broken English said, that's Canaan. I said, oh, where Jesus did the first miracle. He said, oh, you know your Bible. But I thought, everything is just so close. How can people go on the tour with you? Because you've been doing that for so many years, and people love it.
Well, we're going, our next tour of Israel will be in March of 2026. So I'll be giving you, we haven't got all the details.
This one, this year's filled up.
Yeah, the one we're going in February is filled up. So the next trip to the Holy Land will be a year from now in March. So,
but a lot of people, you need that far off to send your pastor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll let you know. I'll let everybody know in a couple months.
Yeah,
I'll let everybody know the dates in a couple months. Hey, listen, Lewis, ask your question. Did he ask?
No, do you have a question for us?
I do. Okay, so last week you guys asked a question, Muhammad Ali's name prior to converting to Islam.
Yes.
So what was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's first name prior to converting to Islam?
Luau Cinder.
Yeah. Luau Cinder.
Now, what's his full name?
Oh.
Luau Cinder Block.
No.
Said the ex bricklayer.
Ferdinand Louis Alcindor Jr.
Wow,
really?
I didn't know that.
See why he wanted to shorten that one.
Yeah.
Huh? Lou. Hey, that's some good trivia.
That is good. I never knew that. I thought I knew.
I always called it. I thought it was Lou Alcindor.
L-E-W.
But I didn't know he had Ferdinand.
Ferdinand got in there. You don't think of Ferdinand being on the basketball court.
No.
Right.
You know, think of
Ferdinand. He's out there on the soccer field.
That's true.
Or coming across in the three ships.
You know, there you go.
Ferdinand Magellan, and the Pinta, and the Luigi, and the Santa Maria, and all the rest of them.
Thank you, Lewis. Appreciate it.
To map out the Gulf of America.
Yeah, JJ.
Anthony, the Luigi.
I don't think we want JJ teaching our grandchildren. I think we need to stick with jokes.
The Luigi.
The Luigi sailing across
and
the boat.
Ferdinand Magellan.
The Ferdinand, the Luigi, and the Giuseppe. Those are the three
ships
that first came.
I had a Ferdinand Magellan. It took me about 2 weeks to realize the trunk was in the back. I mean, the engine was in the back, not in the front, but it got great gas mileage. Heater didn't work at all, but everything else.
In your Ferdinand Magellan?
Ferdinand Magellan, yes. That same fellow that invented Porsche and Volkswagen, he made the Ferdinand Magellan.
Yeah.
It didn't sell very well, so that's why a lot of people hadn't heard of him.
Oh, my goodness. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday, unfortunately, here on American Family Radio. We also
at
call this
at your own risk.
Learning University.
Learning University. Let's try that one more time.
There on my own.
We also call this
Learning University.
So Learning University is on the air. We go back to the phones, Ed.
All right. Hey, what do you guys say we go to Los Angeles, California?
What?
For this call?
You got to be kidding.
Neil is on the line. Neil is in Los Angeles. Neil, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, welcome. Thank you, professors. But I grew up in L.A., but I am now a resident of Texas.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we've been praying for your homeland there, your hometown area. Boy, that's a mess, isn't it? You've probably heard from some old friends out there.
Yeah, fortunately, nobody I knew was amongst it, but
good.
Getting a lot of smoke, and it's definitely a tragedy for sure.
So you moved to Texas. Where do you live in Texas?
Beautiful Terrell, about 45 miles east of Dallas.
East of Dallas.
Terrell.
Yeah, right. Near Forney.
Toward Greenville or more toward on the I-20?
On the way, about a third of the way to Tyler. Straight east, down Highway 80.
Good. Got you. Yeah. Well, listen, Neil, thanks for calling. You want ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
The one about the land animals in the U.S.
Here we go.
This is for a ball cap. If you get three of the five.
He knows off the top of his head without Googling it.
Which you can put the cap
on. I didn't Google.
Put the cap on the top of your head.
There you go.
See what you did, Ed.
Totally accidentally. It was.
All right, here's the question that Neil is about to answer. What are three of the five largest land mammals in North America? And, Neil, here's how I'm going to do this. I'm going to let you give your three, and then I'm going to say you got two out of three, one out of three, or three out of three, okay? Because I'm not going to give the answers to folks.
This early.
So go ahead.
All right, the grizzly bear, an elk, and a moose.
You got two out of the three.
Oh, man. You got two. So close.
Is that a grizzly bear?
Is that a grizzly bear? I think it's in the grizzly family.
Okay, so all right, we're gonna give it to you.
All right, Neil. Nicely done.
Let me give the answer. Let me give the answer exactly that Neil got. The moose is. I'll just give it an order. Number five is what's called the Roosevelt elk, which is what he said. What Neil said was elk, right?
Right.
Those are the three. And then the fourth largest land mammal is the Kodiak bear. And that's the one Ed said that's in the grizzly.
I think it's a brown bear, and I think it's considered in the grizzly.
Neil, do you know that? Is a Kodiak bear or grizzly the same type thing?
Well, I'm going with Ed. I think Ed's the resident.
Yeah, because you want the bobcat.
I think it's twice removed.
It's
a grizzly that is only located on Kodiak Island.
Okay, but it's a grizzly.
I think it's a grizzly.
And then the third largest land animal in North America is the polar bear. And then the second largest land animal, this is by weight.
Yeah.
Okay. The second largest land mammal in North America is the moose, which is exactly what our brother there, Neil, said. And then the number one largest land mammal in North America is, if you know what it is, Neil, I'll send you, throw in there an AFR travel mug if you know the answer. Go ahead.
I'll say polar bear.
Well, it's already been named.
Yeah, I see what you tried to do
right.
there.
Yeah.
All right. So you don't know, right?
No, sir.
Did I show you?
I would have thought the polar bear.
You know it, JJ? No, I'll give you a ball cap. Brent, our producer, do you know? Okay, the largest land mammal in North America is the American bison.
Really?
Wow.
We're going by weight?
Weight.
Yes.
Those animals can weigh up to 2,500 pounds.
Wow.
Yep. Brief. Yep. I wouldn't have thought, though, if you just told me a grizzly bear or a American bison, which is larger by weight, I'd have said grizzly bear, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, we got to get your information to send you the ball cap, but the American bison is the largest land animal, mammal in North America. Go ahead with your question for us, Neil.
All right. So water historically is considered to have three phases, steam, liquid, and solid. But scientists now know that there's actually a fourth phase of water. What is that fourth phase?
Now, this sounds like I'm talking crazy and just having fun. But I think it's almost like a dip and dot stuff because there's something that happens weather-wise if you're at the top of in Colorado.
Yeah.
And it's not snow and it's not sleet, but it's something almost like a
dip and dot. Like
dip and dot.
$8 a cup.
So would it be like like a crystal kind of thing?
Yeah, something like that. I'm just throwing that out because I have no answer. So I'm just.
That's a great question. My first thought was crystal. I think that's different than any of those other three phases.
Steam or
we don't know, Neil. Water. What's the answer?
Tell us that H2O phenomenon.
Well, it has several names. It's structured water, easy water, and actually, it's all the water that covers our cells and our DNA. And in fact, our metabolism is mostly spent structuring the water to H3O2. And it's in a hexagon shape, nanometers thick, and it builds on layers and layers and layers, possibly hundreds and thousands of layers, in a gel-like form.
Oh, well, that's kind of what you were talking about.
I had a bottle of that water at a Major League Baseball game because it was $12. Ain't a doubt in my mind that's exactly what they were selling me. That wasn't no regular water.
Hey, Neil, we got to take a break. We're going to put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, and you're going to get yourself an AFR cap, brother. Thanks for calling in.
That was interesting. No, that wasn't Dippin' Dots. That was like on your DNA and your body. We're fearfully and wonderfully made by God.
Amen. If we learned anything from this election, it's how important it is for us to fight, fight, fight. We also learned how desperately the left wants to fight to take babies' lives, which is why every day Preborn Ministries fights for the babies. Preborn's network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, fighting for mothers deciding between the life and death of their child. Preborn welcomes these women with God's love and offers them a free ultrasound to introduce their precious baby and hear the beautiful heartbeat. This amazing encounter gives her baby a fighting chance, and the majority of the time, she will choose life. Would you join Preborn in the fight for life? One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 will sponsor five ultrasounds. And now, through a match, your gift is doubled. Babies are worth fighting for. To donate, dial #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. All gifts are tax deductible, and Preborn has a 4-star charity rating. Fight, fight, fight for the babies. The Flintstones.
Saturday mornings.
That's a snappy little theme song, isn't it?
Saturday mornings, what was that, late 60s, early
70s? Actually, I think when it first aired, it was on Friday night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then it went to Saturday morning.
I'm not that old.
No.
Gee, Wally, I'm surprised you used the word snappy.
So you old-timers, y'all remember that from the snappy. Huh? From when cartoons were Friday night, huh?
Yeah, there were two. I think it was the Flintstones and the Jetsons, and that was how they got people interested in watching it, so they would come back Saturday morning.
I got you. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. JJ is going to be speaking somewhere?
Yes, sir. I'm going to be speaking tomorrow night. Smithville Baptist Church in Smithville, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. It's a wild game dinner. No tickets. You men, going to be great food fellowship, lots of door prizes. I'll do some stand-up comedy and then share a devotion. And then they've invited me to speak on Sunday morning.
Good.
So Smithville Baptist Church, 5:30 tomorrow afternoon, 10:30 Sunday morning. If you're nearby, you're invited. There's some other things upcoming.
Yeah.
You know, right. As the years go by, there's going to come a day, JJ, when you're going to have to do sit-down comedy.
Donald Trump says no. No, he says you can keep going like
stand-up comedy.
Energizer Bunny, you can just keep going.
That's a freak of nature right there. So if you're counting on yourself being like that, man.
Because that's 20 years. No, you and I, you're just a few months older. How old is he, 72?
He's 78.
Oh, he's 78.
Isn't that remarkable?
You got another decade.
I'm in good shape.
Plus.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's repeat our questions.
All right. First question. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in April 1968. Who shot MLK? Second question. The modern game of soccer originated in the nation of Brazil. Is that true or false? And I will add a sports question. In which sport can you win the Davis Cup? In which sport can you win the Davis Cup?
Here's what I've got. First question, thinking about the playoffs. Two NFL teams are tied with winning the most Super Bowls with 6 each. Two teams have won 6 Super Bowls each. Name those two teams. And don't be confused with five teams have two other teams have won 5.
Okay.
And then 3 teams have won 4. But I want to know which two teams have won 6 Super Bowls. Second question, true or false, from 1840 to 1960, all presidents elected in a year ending with 0 perished while in office. Is that true or false? Third question, I'll add one. Mm-hmm. What was the nation of Thailand with that silent H? Which was the nation of Thailand? What was it known prior to 1949? Thailand. What did it used to be called? It
wasn't called Thailand.
No, it was something else.
I think I know that.
And something sure. It's something you'll remember when you hear it.
Yeah. Right.
In India, Bombay used to be called Mumbai. Used to be called Bombay.
Mumbai, Bombay. Sounds like.
And Denali Mount McKinley used to be called Denali.
That's right.
But
I like
it's
gonna, it.
President go Trump back. Is changing it back.
Gulf of Mexico used to be called what?
Gulf of Mexico.
Well, Gulf of America.
Never mind. Gulf of America used to be called Gulf of Mexico.
Right. That's right.
We're going to vacation there in the summer. We already.
Got you going to the Gulf of America or Gulf of Mexico?
No, we got condos right by the Gulf of America. anyway, all right, here's my three questions. Number one, I got two questions. Number one, what is the most popular spice in the world? The most traded, the most popular spice in the world. Number two, what is the largest desert located entirely within the United States? I think we have four deserts. In the United States, a desert is categorized by an area of land that only gets 10 inches or less of rain a year. That's a desert.
Okay.
You know that? So a desert can actually have a life. You know, it doesn't have to be barren.
It can be cold.
Sahara.
It'd be cold.
It can be cold as long as it's
So the largest desert located entirely within the United States is what? All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go now to Ohio, and Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello there.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great.
Congratulations on your football team there in Ohio, Mike.
Thank you very much. That was a great game on Monday night.
If you were an Ohio State fan, it'd be a great game.
I'm a Notre Dame fan, so I'm just staying out.
Fred, it wasn't a great
Sorry,
game.
Sorry, I pulled
Mike.
The scab off.
It was a painful experience.
But you know what? I'm going to say something that Christians always say when their team loses.
Yeah.
It's all about the kingdom.
Right.
You know, so.
I don't say that. But anyway, you can.
When Christians,
we need a new coach. But
when
I
their
say.
Team loses, they go, well, you know what? It's not, in the eternal scale of things, it's not that important.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how you, it doesn't matter if you win or lose, it's how you play the game.
Yes.
That's right. Not, nobody feels that either. They just say it. Sounds good. All right. So, Mike, my friend from Ohio, go ahead, ask, answer, or what?
I like to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
The Super Bowl winners.
Yes, sir. Here's the question. Two NFL teams are tied with winning the most Super Bowls with six each. Name the two teams.
I would say New England Patriots and Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's exactly
right.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Did
you know that, Tim?
Yeah. I did.
Now, for extra credit, Tim, Ed, and Mike – the next thing I said
five.
Who won five? And I'll go ahead and tell you, it's two teams won five each. Who would that
be? Let's see if Mike knows it.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Two teams won.
We're
five.
A ball cap.
Yeah, let's
we're
make this interesting.
We're a ball cap. AFR ball cap. If Mike knows the answer.
Which
to that.
Teams won five each, Mike? A ball cap is up
guess,
for grabs.
I would guess Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers.
No, sir. But Tim, for a ball cap, what do you say, Tim?
I'm going to say Cowboys and the 49ers.
That's exactly who it is. That's why you're the dean of the school. Hey, and wait, give me just humor me. So then, four each, there are three teams. And, Mike, you are in the ballpark on this. Four
Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs. Who else? They won four each. There are three of them. The Chiefs. Who else?
Say the Packers and the Giants.
And the Giants.
And the Giants.
That's
okay.
Right.
Good.
Nicely done. The Packers, Chiefs, and Giants have won.
Well, I'm just going to say I think that Mike was so close on all this and got these last that last one. I say we sent him a ball cap.
Okay.
How nice,
yeah.
Ed.
Yep.
All
right.
Great.
We got,
thank you very much.
You're welcome, Brother Mike. Fire away with your question.
Well, keeping the line here with football, what is the only coaching job that Nick Saban was fired from.
He was fired from a coaching job? Now, he went to Miami, so did it have to do with?
No, he left Miami to go to Alabama on his own.
So when he was in Louisiana, working his way up,
he left Michigan State, and then he went to LSU, then he went to Miami Dolphins, then he went to Alabama. I think I got that right. He may have started in Ohio, maybe like.
Oh, he coached roller derby. He coached women's roller derby, a team, and you never hear about that, but I don't know if you can include that.
He got fired from that job?
Yeah, got fired.
I think you must be right because Mike's calling from Ohio, so there must be something in Ohio.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think he ever got fired. I don't. Maybe a trick question here.
No, it's not a trick question.
Okay, I don't know.
Something. What's the answer, Mike?
1985 defensive back coach for the Ohio State Buckeyes, Nick Saban, along with the whole defensive staff, was fired by Earl Bruce.
Okay, well, he was fired. He was a defensive backs coach, so that's not even a – but he was fired – he fired the whole bunch because they were probably not doing their job on defense by Earl Bruce. Huh.
That's okay, good. That's really good sports trivia. Thank you.
What was his line to that also? What was Coach Saban's first head coaching job, though? Was that in a school in Ohio at a college?
Toledo, I think.
That's what I'm saying. I think he went from Toledo to Michigan State to LSU. I think that's how that worked.
I believe so.
Hey, make sure and stay on
the
line.
Mike. Appreciate
it. We got to get your address to send you the cap. Congratulations.
All right, next
Mike
call.
John Holt.
Next call, Ed.
All right. Well, speaking of Alabama, that's where we're going to go next, and Todd is on the line. Todd, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Like that enthusiasm.
Where do you live in Alabama, Todd?
I live in Cherokee, not far from Tupelo at all.
Yeah, that's a good area right there.
Absolutely.
Right next to the Quad Cities.
Well,
you get to Cherokee, then you head on over into Tuscumbia and Muscle Shoals.
Well, I've stayed at a cabin on the Tennessee River. I thought it was in Cherokee. Am I wrong, Todd?
No, there's cabins there on Rose Trail, and then there's some on Pickwick. So
Pickwick,
beautiful country.
Yeah, I stayed there in a van down by that river.
You did one time
down by the river.
Yeah, you did. Hey, that was a good. That was a nice little
invitation.
Yes, Todd, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
Do both, and if I get it, I've got a bonus one for you.
Okay, well,
everybody keeps answering the questions I was going to answer, so I'm going to try the one from 1840 to 1960.
Here's the question. It's a true or false question. From 1840 to 1960, all presidents elected in a year ending with zero perished while in office. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say it's true.
It is 100% true.
Wow.
And listen, 1840, William Henry Harrison died in office. 1860, Abraham Lincoln. 1880, James Garfield was assassinated. 1900, William McKinley was assassinated. 1920, Warren Harding died in office, and I could just go on and on. Franklin D. Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy.
Dude, you and Ed got these. Boy, y'all bringing me down today. This is supposed to be a happy, cheery show.
Well, at least now that one's behind me. Hey, I actually got that question for my wife and daughter, so I'll throw them under the bus just a little bit there.
See, there you go, throwing somebody under the bus.
Oh, that's
also
right.
Very dark.
More violent. And,
one thing leads to another.
That's right. Hey, Todd, nicely done. Did you guess, or did you kind of just run through them and sort of get an educated guess?
No, I knew that. I'm a big trivia buff, and I knew that. It's actually called the presidential perk.
Presidential what?
Anybody curse.
I thought you said perk. I said, that's not much of a perk.
Well, now Reagan, of course, didn't, but that was after 1960.
He didn't die, but he got shot. He got shot. Assassination attempt.
Yeah, but guys,
he didn't die. Right.
So, let's try to be optimistic here. There's enough people on this staff here trying to bring us down.
That's right.
Like JJ.
Todd, what's your question for us?
I've got one question, and I got a Bible bonus.
Go ahead. All right.
There is a motor company, a car company named BMW. What does it stand for?
All right, don't say anything, Todd. Guys, I want to say Bavarian is the first word.
It's something like Bavarian. Motor vehicle.
BMW?
Yes, BMW.
I think so.
It's like something like that.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Yes,
so?
That is what. And they got motor. Started with motorcycles, and then became
and then motor, and then the A B B M. What do you say?
BMW. It's
motor.
Bavarian motor.
Well, do we have the first two words right? Yes or no, Todd?
Bavarian or something?
Yes, you do. It's okay. Bavaria, but yes.
Bavarian wow. Motor, and then the A would be.
We said BMW.
The W.
W would be. Wheels.
Wagon
wheels.
Well, what's the answer? It's like
I don't know, Todd.
Bavarian.
I think
we got two out of three.
Yeah, what's the answer?
Most people think it's British Motor Works, but it's Bavaria Motor Works.
Mm. Motor Works.
And Bavarian, that's like.
That's in Germany,
isn't it? German mountain range or something, isn't
it? It is its own country, and it's basic only product. That's about all they do.
Bavaria is its own country?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Now, see, the people think about the Beamer, you know, with the car. But, see, they had some pretty nice bikes. The BMW bikes were in the Indian Harley range. Big, bold, highway touring bike.
Hey, who are you talking?
Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Todd.
Hey, would you
put
a call in over there to Bavaria and see they want to sell their country?
We're looking to
pick up some pieces on the checkerboard there.
Yeah, we're looking to pick up a couple countries in a fire sale. If somebody's a little bit down on their luck, we like scoop them up. We kind of like the Monopoly board. Baltic, Mediterranean, you know, we don't want no high-priced countries, just something we kind of scoop up there and use our minerals.
Bavaria.
More than one way to win the game of Risk. No, he's got a bonus. He's got a bonus question.
Greenland might be jealous, guys. They want to get in on them first Trump dollars.
I know. Yes. That's right.
Yes. Trump bucks.
Trump bucks.
All right. Yeah. Your
bonus question is kind of a trick, but there's a human being. It's not Jesus. So there's a human being in the Bible that didn't have a father. Who was it?
A human right,
don't,
being.
Don't say anything.
It's the fellow that says son of Nun.
Yes, Joshua, right?
Joshua, son of Nun.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Joshua, the son of Nun.
I had to remember that one. Joshua, son of Nun.
Never heard that one?
I've heard it, yeah, but I forgot it. I got to remember it again.
Hey, Todd, have a great weekend. Stay warm. Thanks for listening to AFR.
All right, so let's repeat our questions for the last time this half hour, fellas.
All right.
By the way, let me tell folks, you're listening to Trivia Friday. We're here every Friday. You're listening to American Family Radio. So if you want to, by the way, we have a lot of our trivia shows archived. So if you're traveling and you're bored and you want to just enjoy some trivia and laugh a little bit, you can download any of our shows from the last couple of years, I think. Just go to AFR.net, click on podcast, right, and our Trivia Friday banners there.
Yeah, or you can, if you're traveling, download the AFR app.
Yeah,
and but either way, if you download the AFR app or if you go to AFR.net, you can hit the podcasts and check us out.
Tim, Ed, and JJ, what do you got, Ed?
All right, here's my dark. Pessimistic question that's just really bothering Tim. Mm. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in April 1968. Who shot him? This is kind of a history question. Second question, the modern game of soccer originated in the nation of Brazil. Is that true or false? And another sports question, in which sport can you win the Davis Cup? That's all I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question, what was the nation of Thailand known prior to 1949? Before 1949, what was Thailand called? I'll add two questions. Here's another one. Second question, who led the overt mission known as the Boston Tea Party? Who led the Boston Tea Party? And you know this name, familiar patriot. Third question.
Tom Brady.
Hey, that was well done. Third question, which U.S. president had a sign on his desk that said, "The buck stops here"? Which U.S. president had a sign on his desk that said, "The buck stops here"? Tim?
All right, Maya, let's see what I got left here. Okay, so the first question I have is, what is the most popular spice in the world? That everybody understand the question?
Yeah, and it's not the Spice Girls.
No, they not longer. They were in the 80s.
Yeah.
But no longer. I want to know, what is the most popular spice in the world? Number two, I'm just going to tell you, if somebody can get this question, we will send them an AFR ball cap.
Of course we will.
This is not an easy question, but it is answerable, especially for people who love geography or who travel. I'll just go ahead and tell you the American West.
Okay.
This is where this is found, but I'm the answer to this question. What is the largest desert located entirely within the United States? Okay, the largest desert located entirely within the United States. I want to know the answer to that question. That's for an AFR ball cap. All right, let's go back to the phones, Ed.
All right, what do you say we go to Arkansas?
I went there last night.
You did, that's right. Justin is on the line. Justin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Justin. Thank you for asking. We're doing great. How about yourself?
I am doing wonderful.
All right, where do you live in Arkansas?
I live in Northwest Arkansas, up here in beautiful Springdale, Arkansas.
All right. Absolutely. Well, listen, thanks for calling. And ask, answer, or both?
Well, so if you guys don't mind, I'd like to answer two questions because I actually know the answer to both of the questions.
No, sir. We just one each because right.
we
have
hard.
A limited number of questions and we
right.
want to give.
Take them all off the board.
Okay.
Right.
But. I like the confidence
That's
right there.
That's right. That's confidence.
Yeah.
It is. Hey, which one would you like to answer?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and answer the Great Basin one, or, you know, the desert one. It's the Great Basin.
All right. What is the largest desert located entirely within the United States? And the answer is?
The Great Basin.
Yeah, Justin, that's good.
Where is that?
It's the Great Basin. Do you know where that is? Can you tell me?
Yeah, actually, I've been through the Great Basin, so it actually covers a lot of Nevada.
Yep.
But then it also covers Utah and Oregon as well.
Yes, and even crosses into parts of California and Idaho.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's correct. So the Great Basin Desert is the largest desert located entirely within the United States.
I was going to guess the Mojave.
But I was thinking of the Death Valley over in there.
Well, I think Death Valley's part of... Right?
The Great Basin?
Well, I don't know about the Great Basin. I know that that there are four, I'll just real quickly here, the four largest deserts in the United States are the Great Basin, the Mojave.
Okay.
The something called the Sonoran. Sonorans?
Oh, all right.
Sonora.
And this one. Sonora.
Where the big cactus, you know, the ones that
is that
you
what
see?
It is?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, is that in Arizona, right?
Right.
Looks like the Chihuahuan.
Yeah, the Chihuahuan.
Well, you cross through a little bit of it there. And,
You ever heard of the Chihuahuan Desert?
I have, actually.
Where, they got a lot of Taco Bells there, right?
If they don't, they're missing a good opportunity.
Where is the Chihuahuan Desert? Let's see. Go ahead.
The Chihuahuan Desert, I believe.
Southern New Mexico.
Oh, God. Well, it's there's some in New Mexico, but it also, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it also spreads to Nevada as well.
The southern New Mexico, eastern Arizona, portions of southwest Texas. Anyway, that's pretty cool. But you got the right answer. The Great Basin is the correct answer.
So
Justin gets the ball cap for answering that question.
Hey, nicely done, buddy.
Well done.
All right, so go ahead with your question for us.
Did you know that the Great Basin Desert is actually the coldest desert as well?
Oh, I know.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S., the coldest. Okay.
Yeah, it actually has the most. It has the most snowfall of any of the deserts.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, anyway, all right. So, ask your question for us. For us.
Okay. So, my question is a biblical question. How and where did Paul's conversion take place?
It was on the road to Damascus, and he saw a great light, and it knocked him off his horse, and Jesus spoke to him.
Yes, sir. And at that point, he converted directly to Christ.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Justin. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Going to put you on hold, Justin. Hang on. We'll get your information.
All right. When we get back, we got Martin in Texas. We got Jim in Kentucky, Steve in Texas, and Katie's in Kentucky. Man, it's Kentucky Day. Fred.
Yes, sir.
Fred's in
Go
Kentucky.
Go Big Blue.
And anyway, Jason's in Mississippi. We'll try to get to all those calls when we get back from this time out. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We will reset our questions when we get back from this break.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.